This is Megiddo coming to you out of Northern Virginia. Obviously, this is my first radio show, and I'm a little nervous. I'm not exactly sure what I'm supposed to do, so there'll probably be this little awkward moment while I'm just trying to get things rolling, try to start speaking my mind. Today, I figured a good subject to talk about was profanity, because I like to say fuck a lot. It's always been my view that profanity is just the most expressive, the most powerful language, the most powerful words in the English language. I mean, there's no equivalent to the words fuck, to the word bullshit. I mean, there is nothing like just screaming out over a crowd, bullshit. When you have some political figure standing up there, some school administrator or some whatever, and they're just sitting up there talking about how it's safer for everyone if they take away your rights. How terrorists will kill everyone if they give us free speech. How having guns is bad. How having guns is good. Whatever their retarded message is that they take to such an extent, to such an over-exaggeration that everybody else is always wrong, and you're sitting in this crowd, and you're listening to these guys just spewing all this bullshit, and you're like, what the hell is this? I mean, it's some of the stuff they're saying is true, but they're just taking it so far, and they're just not showing you this, and you're just listening to why everything is wrong, why they are right, and everyone else is wrong. And you're sitting there among this whole pile of people, and they're all listening, they're all taking this in, they're all believing every word of it. And you just shout out bullshit. Just over the whole crowd. And you know what? Most of the people will just ignore you. They'll go back to listening. They'll think, what the fuck? There's some crazy nut. No one gives a fuck. But there are so many other people. They're the guys who are sitting there listening to this and thinking, maybe there's something wrong with this. Maybe I'm just, why do I find something wrong with this that nobody else sees? And these guys hear you just scream out bullshit. Just hear that somebody agrees with them on this. That they aren't alone. I mean, I'm in English class, and I'm thinking, I can relate to this guy. He's an absurdist. He thinks that reality is bull. He thinks that everything is pointless. I'm sitting there all quiet because everybody else is screaming about how this is pointless and this is irrelevant and how nobody really thinks. And one guy goes, you know what? I can relate. And somebody else goes, you know what? So can I. And I'm sitting there, I'm just thinking I'm alone. And all of a sudden I find out that there are two other people in there that feel the same way. That I'm not alone. That my beliefs are not just completely beyond everybody else's. What I've thought that I was the only one for years to believe is because these guys stood up, because they said what they meant. And you're in this crowd, and there are the guys who shrug it off, and there are the guys who agree with you, and then there are the guys who are just sitting there quietly taking it in. And then they hear you yell out bullshit, and they're like, what the fuck? Maybe that guy has a point. Maybe this guy up here talking is full of it. Maybe he's just spouting off whatever the fuck he wants to say. Maybe he's just trying to get his way across, even if he doesn't believe in it, even if his whole crew doesn't believe in it, even if the whole political party is just some crazy Christian fundamentalist with something against what is perfectly fine. You're sitting there in this crowd, and they're talking about how abstinence is a way. And you're thinking, what the fuck? These guys are full, and then there's this guy sitting in the audience. Maybe he's right. Maybe there isn't anything wrong with sex. Maybe there's nothing wrong at all. Maybe these guys just have some problem with people having free sex. Maybe they have some problem with people enjoying sex without the consequences that they had. And maybe that's not the case. But the point is that these guys are out here just shoveling out this one-sided view that they aren't even recognizing that there are all these arguments against them. I mean, you have these guys who have some, like, Nazi viewpoints about how another race is wrong, another race is evil, and there are these guys sitting out in the crowd just swallowing this. They're people who have been raised with this their whole life, and then all of a sudden they hear this white guy go bullshit. You know, this guy who's of their own race, who is of their own religion, of whatever, just say, what the fuck are you talking about? And like, hey, maybe he has a point. I mean, he doesn't have some evil reason. He's not some black person who's going to, you know, say it because they think they're superior and I think I should purge them or whatever the hell these crazy people think. I mean, these guys are like a ray of hope. I mean, these people who sit up and stand up to authority, I mean, you have to have, I mean, here's this guy, this crowd of lies speaking the truth. And he speaks his little bit of truth, and other people hear it, and other people pick it up, and they speak their truth. And soon the truth spreads. Soon everybody's listening. Soon everybody has, but the problem is, people don't speak. They sit there silent. They accept that because everybody else believes it, that they must believe it too. I mean, you need to be that guy in this crowd. I mean, I'm wandering away from my point about parade, but you need to be that guy in this crowd who can question it, who can say, you know what? You're full of shit. Who can stand up and yell and shout and just say, you are so full of it. And you know what? Yeah. Like I said earlier, everybody, most people there are just going to ignore him. We're going to go on, think he's a nut. Was thinking that he's some neo-Nazi or whatever the hell they didn't like. That he's a communist. That he's evil. And you know what? Everybody else will be go on their stupid, ignorant way. Not listen to the views of others. Okay? Fine. But for the sake of all those who think they're alone, for the sake of all those who haven't heard the other side, how about yelling out bullshit? How about just screaming it out over the crowd? I mean, back to my original point about profanity. What else could you scream? Huh? Are you going to scream BS? Is that going to work? I mean, it's the same thing, only like a weaker, little watered-down, pansy version. You can yell, you're full of it, or get bent, or some other. I mean, there is no word equivalent to bullshit. There is nothing equivalent to go fuck yourself. Get bent. Go suck a dick. That's profanity, too. I don't even know what the hell else you would say. I don't like you. I mean, there's nothing just equivalent to these powerful emotional words. There's nothing equivalent to somebody just saying what they feel, using the most expressive emotional words that they have. And you know what happens? These people come to power, and they don't want these words used against them. They don't want these expressive words used against them. They say it is illegal, it is immoral, that it is just wrong and evil to use profanity. And now all their attackers aren't listened to. Everybody won't listen to them because they use profanity. Because if they use profanity, they must be ignorant, they must be evil, they must be wrong, they must be rebellious nothings. They must. And nobody questions it. Everybody's just like, everybody ignores what they have to say. I mean, now these people have a choice. They can either not use profanity, not use the most powerful, expressive, just emotional words they have, or they can't, or they won't be listened to. I mean, That's the effort there. You can't go into a school and tell a teacher to fuck themselves when they're wrong. You can't, I mean, I don't know. See, most teachers don't deserve that either. I mean, that's rude. Yeah, teachers who are nice, who are friendly. But then you got teachers who just do things that are just so wrong that they deserve it. That they deserve a fuck you. I mean, like, I had this teacher. I mean, she comes, takes my work I turned in, searches the internet for it, finds a copy of it, and immediately, in the middle of class, she accuses me of plagiarism. She doesn't even bother to look that if you go to the main page, it has my name on it. She doesn't even care. She sees it, she yells it out. And you know what? I sat there and I said, I'm like, you know what? Fuck you. That's my site. And you're just going to sit here and say that I plagiarized without even checking it out. You're just going to go on and search for me. You're going to suspect me of plagiarism for no good reason. Because you know damn well I write well. You know I'm probably the best goddamn writer in this class. And you're just going to sit here and you're going to accuse me of plagiarism. You aren't going to give me the benefit of the doubt. You're going to go on and accuse me. You know, I was like, fuck you. And I said it right there in the middle of class. I walked the hell out. And you know what she did? Absolutely fucking nothing. Why? Because she was wrong, because she deserved it. Because she should have trusted me, and she was wrong, and she knew it. I didn't apologize. In fact, she did. I went back the next day. She said she was sorry. She didn't even say anything about my profanity because she deserved it. And it's not because she deserves being yelled at or being... Well, it's not because using profanity will punish someone, will offend someone. I mean, the issue is that you're just saying, fuck you. You're letting them know how they feel. And those are times when you can use these words. Because they're appropriate. I don't mean appropriate like all of a sudden they aren't bad and evil. I mean appropriate like they're applicable. I mean like, this is the perfect word for the situation. Fuck you. You're full of it. You're just going to sit here and pull this shit on me. And I mean, what are you supposed to say? That's messed up. That's wrong. You didn't even look at this? I don't know. And they call us heretics. They call us blasphemous. They call us communists. They call us evil. Because we have things different to say than them. I mean, here's the thing. Everybody sits here and talks about these evil communists, these evil absurdists, these evil everything, because they don't believe what we believe. That they are inherently wrong.